Some area high schools offer aviation courses that cover aeronautical engineering and aviation administration to piloting skills. But now, 14 DISD schools will offer such classes to 4th and 5th graders. Jim Thompson hopes they inspire students the way he was inspired decades ago.
It changed the way that I thought about things and the way that that I learned things. It taught me about judgment, risk.
Thompson, a successful investor, has flown his own plane for 31 years. With his wife, he formed the Blue Sky Foundation, which is helping to fund this elementary program.
Sometimes the images that form in your imagination and as a young person can stay with you your whole life. I think that's about the time that I was bit by the aviation bug.
Sammy Perez got hit by the bug in third or fourth grade.
When I was probably about 8 or 9 years old, my brother joined the Navy working on F-18 fighters. And I would always see pictures of him working on these multi-million dollar jets. Like, wow, that's really cool. But I didn't exactly know what I wanted to do still until about middle school.
Perez went through Skyline Magnet High School's aviation program, graduated, then got into aeronautics school. Now 21, he soon expects to be certified as a flight instructor. He would have loved elementary aviation classes.
If I had gone through this program while I was in, you know, fifth or sixth grade, definitely would have helped out in the long run. If you can space out your training at a length of time and start earlier, it's more beneficial to the student.
The curriculum comes from Oshkosh, Wisconsin, where Aaron Sagan has taught third graders aviation for a dozen years.
I think the value of it is that carrot that can drive an interest, but more importantly, we're teaching them how to think like scientists, experiment, how to bring in data and see what the world is like.
Some area high schools pursue the same concepts. McKinney has its own flight simulator where students can learn piloting skills. Dunbar High School in Fort Worth has a donated propeller plane and eventually will get a 20,000-square-foot hangar for more planes and the jet engine. That's according to Dennis Duncans.
They've got to learn how to think and how to overcome some difficulties.
Duncans helped set up Fort Worth's magnet program. He stands in front of the donated Cessna students will reassemble and says you never know how that hands-on experience will pay off. As an example, he brings up Apollo 13 and says the astronauts' experience brought them home.
Hey, we've got a problem here.
What did you do?
Nothing. I stirred the tanks.
This is Houston. Say again, please.
Houston, we have a problem.
When that ship exploded out in space, it was not just the ground crew. It was those who were actually up in the space who had to do some things by their previous training. That's what these young people are here learning, how to do things by their training.
Dunbar High has about 30 students in its four-year aviation program. Dallas rolls out its fourth and fifth grade aviation curriculum to more than 600 students this month. Bill Zeeble, KERA News.